We're going to roll into our post-race availability here after the Quaker State 400 at Kentucky Speedway. And now we've now been joined by Brad Keselowski, driver of the number two Discount Tire Ford. And Brad, a good run for you guys tonight, but came up just a little bit short. Give us a recap of your evening.
I have this mic. I don't know where everybody's at, but I'm guessing they can hear me upstairs.
They can.
Okay, good. Yeah, you know, coming up and down night, we ran second behind Martin there at the start, and I felt like we were a little bit better than him at the beginning of the race. And as we transitioned into the night, we kind of lost a little bit of speed. I got the pit road speeding penalty, which was a real kick in the, you know what, track position wise. And then my crew chief Paul Wolf made a good call to get us some track position back, and you know, we took the lead there, and we were trying to just run as fast as we could. And you know, Martin just ran us down and got by us pretty honest. So he was just super strong, and you know, that was all we had.
All right, and Ryan, just a quick recap of a second place finish for your team. Give us a little bit of an overview of your night from behind the wheel.
Yeah, we made good gains all night. Honestly, you know, at the start of the night, I thought we were okay. I didn't think we were a second place car, and we made our car a lot better throughout the night. And I thought we were in a good spot there. The last restart, starting fourth, and Martin pinned on the bottom, and couldn't quite get up next to him to get by him. And that was kind of the race. And I thought I had a small shot there. His car took a little bit to come in, and I couldn't even really get close to him to mess him up or get him loose. I was so loose into three, and that's kind of where you have to make a move. But and then he ended up pulling away. But proud of the effort. We needed a run like that after the last few weeks that we've had. Back to where this team deserves to run, which is good. And I think our company as a whole is making small gains. Granted, I think we still have a pretty good chunk to cover, but small gains are always nice. So hopefully we can keep making those.
All right. We'll take questions for Brad or Ryan, and we're going to start with Dustin. Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Brad, I think I heard you on the radio after the race compliment your team for, I think you said, big pickup on the mile and a half, if I heard that right. Is that correct? And can you?
Yes, sir.
What did you see, or what was different for you guys tonight?
Well, first off, we've had decent speed in qualifying on the mile and a half. You know, we've been right in that fifth to sixth place range, but I feel like when they drop the green, the leaders just drive away from us. And this week, you know, we at least at the start of the race, we were able to run with Martin. As the race progressed, we couldn't stay with him, but all in all, that's still as fast as we've been. On a mile and a half this year, and you know, that's something commendable for my team, and I just want to make sure they got that recognition. And we're you know, we've been good, not great this year, and this is a sport of great. You know, you got to be great to win, and this is the closest we've been to great this year on the mile and a halves.
All right, additional questions? Go ahead, Allie.
Allie Davidson, NASCAR.com. Ryan, yesterday Kyle Busch said that you seem to be the next young driver. You know,
Kyle
that could
have. That?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Kyle Busch. Isn't that
said
so
that.
Flattering?
That's crazy.
Anyway, so yesterday he said that, you know, obviously you could be the next young driver. Do you, you know, with his first runner up, you know, finish of the season, do you think your time is coming to find victory lane?
I mean, I think we've been poised to do it all year, to be honest with you. I think we have a great team over at the 12 group. They work great together, and we've had a shot to win a couple races, and just haven't really played out for us. But I'm pretty confident every weekend. You know, I think we have a group to do it. Like Brad said, we're good right now. We got to be great, and I think we're on the verge of that. It's just a matter of keep on working hard and trying to find little things here and there to put us in that category. But you know, we just go try to win every single race. You know, I don't really think of the rookie drivers versus the veteran guys. Everyone's a competitor in this sport, and you ask anybody, they look at it the same way. So,
all right, additional questions? Okay, we'll go back to Dustin.
For either of you, obviously, as you said, it's a big night for you guys. You made progress, but how much frustration is there, and does that override the feeling of goodwill that, you know, one of the big three, you know, one of the dominant cars still were the dominant ones that won tonight?
Go ahead, Ryan. I think you said your name.
Thanks. I wouldn't really say frustration. I mean, I'm bummed that we didn't win the race because we were so close to doing it. And we had a shot. You know, in every defeat, you got to look at positives. You know, whether you run second or you crash, you got to look at the positives on the weekend and figure out where you were the best and where you need to get better. And, you know, we'll take both of those away from it. We'll, you know, appreciate what we've done on our mile and a half program. We've gotten it a lot better, but it's not good enough. So, yeah, there are positives and then things we can work on as well. So I wouldn't say we're frustrated or defeated. I mean, I might be a little down just because I wanted to win the race, but, you know, you go back and you realize that you've made gains and you just got to keep making those.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if frustrating is the right word. You know, we can see the end of the tunnel and we're just, you know, 20 yards away. Just a matter of getting there, not taking a step back and taking a step forward. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they are. We just got to figure it out. Got to find a way.
All right. Additional questions. Okay.
Mark Story, Lexington Herald Leader. Second year on this particular track surface. How is it coming in and how is the track changing?
I thought it was a little better than last year, but still way off of what it was before it was reconfigured, and a long ways to go.
All right. Additional questions? Do we have any questions upstairs? Okay. We'll come back down.
Eric Young with SuperSpeedway.com. Brad, in the Xfinity race yesterday, two tires didn't seem to work real well. Were you surprised that it worked as well as it did for you when you guys did it?
Yeah, the cup cars are probably a little more aero-dependent even than those cars, so I can't say I was particularly surprised, but you never know how it's going to play out.
All right. Any final questions? All right. Brad, Ryan, thank you guys for your time.